आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन टू चेयर 52nd जीएसटी काउंसिल मीटिंग इन न्यू दिल्ली दिस मॉर्निंग। Home Minister Amit Shah to visit Uttarakhand today to preside over meeting of Central Regional Council, also to take part in All India Police Science Congress. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar directs Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang allocates relief package of 25 crore rupees for Mangan district and 15 crore rupees each for Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Death toll rises to 26. On the penultimate day at Asian Games, India's medals tally reaches 100, bags 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze this morning. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 52nd GST Council meeting in New Delhi this morning. The Finance Ministry said the meeting will be attended by the Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories and senior officials from centre and states. Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary will also take part in the deliberations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is all set for a day's visit to Uttarakhand today. During his stay, he will be presiding over the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendranagar in Tihri district. The meeting is likely to be attended by the chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Uttarakhand. Later on, the Home Minister will also participate in the 49th All India Police Science Congress, which is being held at the Forest Research Institute in the state capital of Dehradun. The Congress will focus on policing in the 5G era, narcotics, internal security, social media challenges and community policing. It is being organized under the aegis of the Police Research and Development Bureau. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that left-wing extremism, LWE, will be totally eliminated from the country in 2 years. He chaired a review meeting on LWE in New Delhi yesterday. While calling for resolve to uproot LWE in all its forms, Mr. Shah said that Naxalism is a curse to humanity. He said the year 2022 witnessed the lowest number of incidents of violence and deaths in Naxal-hit areas in the last 4 decades. He added that success has been achieved in curbing left-wing extremism in the last few years and this fight has now reached a decisive phase. Chief ministers, deputy chief ministers and other concerned officials of left-wing extremism affected states also attended the meeting. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the cooperation of all the states affected by left-wing extremism, major successes have been achieved against it in 2022 and 2023. The Home Minister said that as a result of the government's zero-tolerance policy, the lowest levels of violence and deaths have been recorded in 2022 in the last 4 decades. The 2-day anti-terror conference organized by the National Investigation Agency concluded in New Delhi yesterday with a resolve by the NIA and all India terrorist, all anti-terror squads and counter-terrorism units of all the states to intensify coordinated efforts to counter terrorism threat. The key directions given by Home Minister Amit Shah while inaugurating the conference on Thursday included design of a common training module and multidimensional use of the various national databases to investigate, prosecute and prevent crimes. He said that all anti-terrorism agencies must adopt such a ruthless approach so that a new terrorist organization cannot be formed. Chairing the concluding session, Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla underlined the need for teamwork and collaborative and concerted efforts by central and state agencies to try and prevent the establishment of terror ecosystems. Chief Election Commissioner CEC Rajiv Kumar has directed the Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field by working in a coordinated manner to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. He was addressing yesterday a meeting for observers to be deployed for the forthcoming elections to the Legislative Assemblies of Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana. He said their job is to ensure a level playing field and purity of elections. Mr. Rajiv Kumar said the Commission is increasingly concentrating on having a humane face by facilitating and including persons with disabilities, senior citizens and particularly vulnerable tribal groups with the help of special provisions such as home voting and accessible polling stations. Election Commissioner Anoop Chandra Pandey said that the election should not only be fair but also seen to be fair. He instructed the observers to keep an eye on social media and ensure corrective actions. Election Commissioner Arun Goyal asked the observers to ensure their work is carried out in letter and spirit and ensure the rule of law. He said observers are the eyes and ears of ECI and should deal with complaints promptly. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th G20 Parliamentary Speakers Summit P20 in New Delhi on 13th October. The two-day summit will be held at the newly constructed India International Convention and Expo Centre, Yashobhoomi in Dwarka. Briefing the media in New Delhi about the summit, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said 25 speakers and 10 deputy speakers, along with 50 members of parliament, among others, will participate in this global event.
इस सम्मेलन में G20 देशों की संसदें और उसके आमंत्रित देशों की संसदें और उसके अलावा अफ्रीकन पैन इंडिया की संसद के वर्तमान पीठासीन अधिकारी इस सम्मेलन में आएंगे ये सम्मेलन में करीबन 25 पीठासीन अधिकारी 10 वाइस प्रेसिडेंट और 50 से ज्यादा सांसद इस P20 सम्मेलन में आएंगे.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert. Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority has confirmed the death toll from the flash floods in the state at 26, including Indian Army personnel. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged. 2,413 people were rescued and 26 persons were injured. Due to the flash floods in the Teesta River Basin, 13 bridges were washed away. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang chaired a high-level meeting at his official residence in Mintok Gang last evening. The meeting was attended by senior officials and Director General of the Border Roads Organization, Lieutenant General Raghu Srinivasan, among others. The Chief Minister announced that the state government, in collaboration with Sikkim Urja Limited, has formulated a special financial relief package for the disaster-stricken areas. He said the state government has allocated a relief package of 25 crore rupees for Mangan district and 15 crore rupees each for the districts of Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi. This allocation is in addition to the relief aid provided by both the state and the central government. Mr. Tamang said, the state government is committed to exploring all possible avenues to restore road and network connectivity in the severely affected regions of Mangan district, which are currently completely cut off from the rest of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, ahead of the 91st anniversary of the Indian Air Force tomorrow, the Air Office Sir Commanding AOC of Air Force Station Jammu, Air Commodore Sagar Singh Rawat, said that Indian Air Force is ready to respond to any eventuality and has put all measures in place to counter the threat of drones from across the Indo-Pak border in Jammu. The commanding officer of the 130 helicopter unit, Condor Irfan Jurial, stressed on the importance of helicopters for a terrain like J&K. In a groundbreaking discovery, an extremely rare and unique mushroom genus marking its first ever report in India has been discovered in the Kishtwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. Professor Faisal Mushtaq Kishlu, head of the Department of Botany at Government Degree College Kishtwara, has brought this mushroom genus to light. The findings, confirmed by a scientist from New Zealand and published in a renowned international research journal, unveiled a novel addition to the mycological landscape of the region. Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal announced the regularization of 333 colonies across 14 districts with immediate effect. Addressing a press conference in Chandigarh, he said that an allocation of 3,000 crore rupees for comprehensive infrastructure development of these colonies has been made. The Chief Minister said that this groundbreaking decision is poised to mark a milestone in the realm of urban development. He said the move is expected to bring relief and development to a population of over 10 lakh residents within these areas. The Telangana state government yesterday launched the Chief Minister's Breakfast Scheme for all school children studying in government schools besides those being run by the Panchayati Raj institutions. State IT Minister K. Tarakarama Rao shared breakfast with the students while launching the scheme at the government high school in Hyderabad. Addressing the gathering, the state minister said the scheme will benefit over 23 lakh students in over 27,000 government and Panchayati Raj schools across the state. He added the implementation of the scheme will incur an expenditure of over 400 crore rupees annually. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal met the major traders of food industry in Gulf Cooperation Council GCC and Egypt, focusing on enhancing trade relations. He engaged in interactive sessions yesterday with major food importers from these regions and addressed their issues. He highlighted the vast potential that the GCC and Egyptian markets hold for Indian food exports, given their strong focus on quality and halal standards. On the penultimate day at Hangzhou Asian Games, India's medals tally reached 100, including 25 gold, 35 silver and 40 bronze. The nation bagged 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze this morning. India is currently in the 4th place in the medals tally. The latest medals were won in the archery compound men's final. Indians Abhishek and Ojas have made their way into the shooting range and are all set to complete a 1-2, assuring 2 medals for the country. We have a report.
Starting on a high, India bagged both gold and bronze in archery compound women's individual matches. Jyoti Surekha Venam scored a superb 149 in the final to clinch the gold. She played the final against South Korea's Jaewon Soh, breezing through all the 5 rounds to secure her 3rd victory at the ongoing games. Aditi Gopijan Swami showed exemplary performance to successfully grab the bronze medal again in the archery compound women's individual match. Aditi, who is the reigning world champion, defeated Rati Zilzati Fadle of Indonesia 146-140. Furthermore, the men's kabaddi team will take on Iran to battle for the gold in the finals this afternoon. In archery, the men's compound final will feature Abhishek Verma taking on Ojas Devtale with both the silver and the gold assured for India. The wrestling mat will also witness fierce competition with Yash, Deepak Punya, Vicky and Sumit competing for supremacy in their respective weight categories. Indian cricket fans, meanwhile, will look forward to the men's cricket final where India faces Afghanistan with both teams eyeing the coveted gold. Eyes will also be on the famed duo of Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Rankareddy as they would aim to clinch a historic gold in the men's doubles in badminton. This is Sara Qureshi for the Sports Desk, Akashvani.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has lauded the players for winning the medals and securing a century of medals in an international event. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Naresh. Under the headline, Apki Bar, Asian Games Mein So Par, the Times of India carries a picture of the Indian hockey team after winning gold and qualifying for the 2024 Paris Olympics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the contribution of visionary Professor M.S. Swaminathan, who revolutionized agriculture science in India, will always be etched in golden letter, says the statesman. NewsClick founder conspired to sabotage 2019 polls, and off funds, the Delhi police has said in its first information report against NewsClick, reports in the Sun Times. Jailed Iranian activist Nargis Mohammadi wins Nobel Peace Prize, reports the Indian Express. Alternative fuel vehicles may get subsidy thrust, says Business Standard. And finally, under the headline, festive boost, travel roars back from COVID lows and so do prices. The Economic Times says room occupancies are up to 20% over last year. With that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 52nd GST Council meeting in New Delhi this morning. Home Minister Amit Shah to visit Uttarakhand today to preside over a meeting of Central Regional Council, also to take part in All India Police Science Congress. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar directs Commission's observers to ensure a level playing field, to ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang allocates relief package of 25 crore rupees for Mangan district and 15 crore rupees each for Gangtok, Pakyong and Namchi districts. Death toll rises to 26. And on penultimate day at Asian Games, India's medals tally reaches 100, bags 3 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze this morning. With that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.